This is the Detroit Evening Report for Monday, March 14th, 2022. I'm Sasha Ryan from WDET News. Some Wayne County roads and bridges will benefit from a $90 million investment this year. The county says it will continue its 10-year infrastructure plan implemented in 2019. County Executive Warren Evans says the goal is to be proactive and not reactive when it comes to Wayne County infrastructure. He says state and federal money is needed to reach that goal. Current plans are focused on preventative maintenance and resurfacing. 25 road and 10 bridge projects are planned for this construction season. Residents in Flint have been asked to conserve water as the city deals with water main breaks caused by temperature fluctuations this winter. The city says breaks have affected water supply in the Cedar Reservoir and in an elevated water tower. Average water usage has also increased by 1 million gallons per day. The city says it's working to complete construction on an additional water storage system later this year. It asked residents Friday to use less water through Wednesday. An official in Flint Township has been charged with ballot tampering in the August 2020 primary election. Authorities allege former township clerk and current county clerk Kathy Funk purposely broke a seal on a ballot container. That prevents votes inside that container from being counted in a recount under state law. Funk is also charged with misconduct in office. She narrowly won re-election that year. She resigned as clerk to become Genesee County's election supervisor. State auditors released a report earlier this month that found no significant fraud in 2020's Michigan elections. Still, Republican lawmakers have proposed a package of bills they say will reduce election fraud. Democrats have argued those bills target voters of color and Detroit voters. The Michigan Supreme Court is considering how to hold judges accountable for misconduct, even if they leave office. The court has proposed a rule that would allow the Attorney Grievance Commission to hold disciplinary proceedings even after a judge resigns. The commission has the power to investigate lawyers. They could keep judges from practicing law in the state after leaving the bench. The Supreme Court is accepting public comment on the plan until July 1st and says it will hold a public hearing in the future. Ford says to meet demand, it will begin to ship some vehicles without semiconductor chips. Automakers have been hit by supply chain shortages throughout the coronavirus pandemic. The company tells the Detroit Free Press some Ford Explorers will not have heating and cooling controls for rear seats, for example. They say buyers will get discounts if they purchase vehicles without these features. Ruby Whitehorn has won the 41st annual Mick McCabe Miss Basketball Award. The award is given by the Basketball Coaches Association of Michigan and the Detroit Free Press. Whitehorn, a senior at Detroit Edison, is the fourth consecutive Miss Basketball from the school. Whitehorn has averaged 25 points per game this season. Detroit Edison tops Division II. They face 2021 champions Portland in the quarterfinals tomorrow. Thanks for joining us for the Detroit Evening Report. I'm Sasha Ryan from WDET News.